whatever's, eh?
Que pasa la raza. Que pasa
That's just pretty fucking strong, and it's only 9.0.
Mm. How strong is mine?
Dirty Head Vacation.
It's a Hanger Double IPA.
Mine's a Coastal Eddie.
Session Ale Pineapple. This shit's, it smells fire. Melissa's dad makes pineapple juice, which is legit. It's thick.
It's Let us know after water. I start this. 7, 1, 2, 5. Shout out to Melissa's dad's pineapple juice. We're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back.
Are we doing this right?
Yeah. Obviously not.
Are we doing this right?
No, we ain't.
Jeeks, you owe me a soda.
I said it first, son of a bitch.
It's recorded, so we can play it back.
I was more worried about the pineapple juice.
So what's up with the pineapple juice?
No, he'll cut up a full pineapple, then he'll blend it in a blender. And then I don't know what he adds, but that shit's fine.
Is it creamy?
So it's like pulp. Yeah, it's creamy. It has like, it's like how orange juice with pulp in it is. That's what the pineapple, it's like, it's water, it's pineapple water, but it's like fire. I like waking up at 3 o'clock in the morning and just
drinking that shit.
Super cold.
Dude, you said something last podcast that I wanted to remind you, but I forgot. What? You said something that didn't, like, it was so stupid. It was like right now, you just said he blended it in a blender. It was similar to that where you said something.
You blend things in a blender.
Yeah, no shit. But it's like common sense. But you said something. I just can't remember what it was.
Not everyone is as smart as you in this world, so I have to clarify things and simplify stuff.
The last podcast, I will say the stupidest shit ever. I was trying to talk about making food and adding your twist to it, and I was like, look a chef. Like, I just didn't make sense. It's just fucking funny. Let me just go back and delete shit.
Guess we had to be there to see it. To hear it.
You were the listener to it. You see, there you go.
I think it's the weather. It's cold in here. I'm like trying not to shiver. I need a jacket, a legit jacket. All my jackets are bullshit. H&M, like Forever 21, like cotton on. Like super thin. Like, yeah. It's just for the look. You know what I mean? Like,
some
it's
of
a
that
good
fast
two-wash.
Fashion.
Ooh.
That's what that is. Fast fashion.
Yeah, it is.
H&M is fast fashion. You only wear a couple times and then you gotta fucking.
That's why it's so cheap.
Like Fashion Nova and all that bullshit.
Or Old Navy's mad cheap.
I actually just learned that on that show on Netflix with that, what's his name? Patriot Act. He talks about it. It's pretty interesting. You want to talk about the...
it's Patriot Act, yeah. I'm thinking of his name. I can't remember his name. Yeah,
Hassan something.
Hassan something, yeah.
Oh, Hassan Whiteside.
It's interesting. It's interesting as fuck, though, how he's talking about the fast fashion, how like... They're like,
it's funny because Bard says these stupid things and then he smiles at us because it's a joke, but no one else could see that. So people just listen to it, think you're a dumbass.
He's a basketball player.
That's why I just kept talking because I didn't really want to acknowledge it. Yeah. I was just looking at him like, shut the fuck up.
Fast fashion. Yeah, I mean, that's definitely. That's
because like, if you go to like a designer store, if you go, let's say that the jacket you're wearing is Gucci, right? And it's a badass jacket, never. You want to get it. Yeah, you would, because you're one of those type of people.
I would never wear that shit.
You never had a Gucci belt?
I've never had a Gucci belt. I've never even bought a fake Gucci
you're
belt.
A liar.
I put that on my kids. I've never had a Gucci belt.
Anyways.
Hell, motherfucking shit. Nah.
Stupid.
I'm not going to waste my money.
So these companies, well, the fast fashion companies, they have like cotton and all that on deck already. So let's say they see that jacket and it's, let's say Kanye wears it somewhere. Within like the next day, they already made hundreds of them with cheap material and all
that's
that.
Smart.
And they put it out, Fashion Nova. I think it's called H&M, and there's another one, Zana or some shit. It's like
Zara.
Zara, there you go. Zara, and they'll put it on their website the very next day. Mm-hmm. So like when Kanye with the whole Dickies is not expensive, but they put that jacket out the next day, like I guess like 20 bucks cheaper than the jacket. And people bought that shit like crazy. Like, that's what fast fashion is. It's fucking nuts. They're making mad money.
Yeah, that's, I mean, yeah. I've always noticed that, though. Like, but some brands fucking kill it. Like, you'll go, like, I know you go to Forever 21, or you used to. Mm-hmm. They would fucking make something that looks dope as fuck, and then they'll add a stupid dumbass patch. Or, like, something that just ruins the whole shit. You're like, man, this looks fucking dumb.
They'll try to get as close as possible to the badass shirt that you saw, like Gucci from whatever, and then they'll add something stupid to it.
Yeah, you're like, oh,
that's... But what they're saying is that the fast fashion is so crazy that it's kind of fucking us up, because the way they're making it, they're saying it's 100% cotton or 100% this and this, but also has this, like polyester or whatever. The only thing cotton on there will be like the logo. And everything else is fucking plastic and shit.
They played us like that?
Yeah, straight up. They straight up play you like
but
that.
But you do notice the difference.
When you wash it.
When you wash it, you only wear like, what, three times? And then you're like, oh, fuck, it looks kind of small now. Like, yeah.
No, it definitely shrinks like a motherfucker. Or like the corners will get all fucked up, like for H&M. But do you notice the difference when I used to work at Ralph Lauren and I'll get discounts? Those shirts and all that would last forever. And even the fucking cheap t-shirts that they sell there, not really cheap, but like somewhat cheap, those things last forever. And they're comfortable as fuck. Like, that's probably real cotton. That's what real cotton fucking feels like. That's funny.
I was at Target and I bought two pairs of new pants. And I'm kind of scared to wash them. Because I knew...
They sell pants at Target there.
Dude, Target stepped their game up with their clothes.
I bought my... But they sell like brand, like fucking like, what, Levi's and shit like that?
Oh, I don't know about that, but they have like... No, Mervin's.
I thought they said Levi's
is discontinued. Kohl's.
Oh yeah, Kohl's is a new merch.
But Target has their own, like, it's barrels and something like that. But anyways, I bought these pants I'm wearing now and another pair that are like the khaki, brownish color. And I'm kind of scared to wash them because I know they're gonna fade. Like one wash.
The shitty thing is that I buy the rescue pants from Tilly's. And, like, I love how those fit, and I don't know, I just always liked them, had them for years now. But, like, putting your hands, you know how you put your hands on, like, your thighs, for example, or you rest your hands on there, whatever it is, the more you wash them, the more the fucking paint comes off in that specific area. Yeah. So, and then they get old, and I have to get rid of them.
Well, how much do you pay for those?
It's, like, 2 for $60.
Oh, because I only paid $25 for these pants.
$10 less.
Yeah, you're right.
You're right. You should have bought two pair of pants, motherfucker.
I did buy two pair of pants, motherfucker. That's equals 50.
Yeah, I told you. Yeah. You got fucked up. Stupid.
But yeah, that show's pretty tight. Patriot Act on Netflix.
No, it's really good. It's funny because he's even run into, like, I guess, kind of like political drama when he talks about, like, Saudi Arabia and shit. And he's a comedian, but he's also smart. So it works out pretty good.
He's kind of taking like the what's his name? Not Bill Burr. He has a show on Showtime.
Bill Maher.
Bill Maher. He's like taking that route.
Yeah, but I think more of like a modern where, I mean, I guess Bill Maher also shows videos, but Bill Maher actually knows these politicians and debates with them and talks to them. This guy's kind of just.
Like, he's starting
exposing shit. Yeah, like he can go down that route for sure. He's definitely knowledgeable about all that stuff. Because didn't he do the White House dinner or some shit like that?
Oh, the correspondent dinner?
Yeah.
Yeah, him and that girl that's fucking annoying. She's a comedian, too. She has red hair. Something. And she sounds like this. Yeah, her voice is annoying, bro. Annoying as fuck. I feel like it's fake. She fabricated that voice.
No, yeah. I think girls are annoying as period. Doesn't matter.
All of them?
All of them.
So you're coming out right now?
I'm gay!
We knew it.
Like, finally.
So much cheaper.
What?
Except for the enemas and shit. That adds up.
Shit's funny. Because sometimes I don't know what to write on... Yes, the truth comes out. I'm the one that writes those fucking about me's about the podcast. Or the little short passages or whatever the fucking... You summarize it. So I don't know what to write. They're I have to listen to that. Sometimes, and other times I just get lazy because I do it late at night or just don't fucking feel like uploading it. So I'll even put on there, like, I'm fucking too tired.
Right, I was about to say that.
Fuck it, I'll get better at this.
I'm tired, I'm fighting the sleep or whatever, whatever you said.
Yeah, but I like it because it gives you a social tone. Like, it gives you, like, a voice of someone writing it. And then it was funny because I tried to make fun of you on the last one. And then I put, like, hashtag fuck it. Something forehead Martin, I forgot, but then I made up a day for you. It was like Mountain Head Martin or something like that, and I was laughing as I was writing it. It was funny as fuck, and I had to listen back when I made that joke about
I'm wearing hats from that one. We're turning this light off. It's the light. It's the light.
It's so funny. But yeah, we need to get on YouTube
soon.
It's funny because we still have like consistent listeners. Oh, you know, podcasts are on Alexa and all the other shit, like you can say, "Hey Alexa, play." Are we doing this right? And then it'll start playing it.
Oh, yeah, shit, that shit just lit up right now.
Yeah.
They're listening to us. Yeah. Jinx, yummy soda.
It's two sodas. You're going to be waiting on those fucking sodas.
Nah, I've been drinking that, the Canadian shits.
Canadian Dry?
Yeah, I've been drinking those like
ginger ale.
Those are good, fire, dude. Bro.
You like? Have you tried
it's
the
better than soda.
Have you tried the lemonade one?
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I tried the lemonade one
I like
yesterday.
That one's bomb.
Today, I lied. This morning, I did.
Fucking,
it's way better than soda.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's a good combination with tacos.
I'll have to try that.
I don't think I've tried that before.
It's good. I've tried it before.
So are you guys done shopping and everything?
Fuck no. I just didn't.
Oh, I literally bought one thing.
Yeah, me too, for my younger sister. Yeah, that's it. I fucking have. I've been saying I'm going to do it online, and I've tried. Trust me, I've attempted twice this week. But I just can't think of anything that I'm like, I can buy this on Amazon. Like, I can't think of anything for, like, my parents or whatever, mm-hmm. or, like, my siblings. I'm like, fuck it. I have to actually see it now. That's what sucks.
I just realized today, too, because before I came here, I went to, what's that stupid store? PacSun? Mm-hmm. Over there on Newport?
That store is not stupid.
Oh, I'm sorry I offended you. Fuck.
It's a staple of our childhoods.
Not our childhoods. What the fuck? Well, at least not mine.
Yeah, I go there.
I've been able to get two shirts for 20. They've had those deals forever.
They never had my size. Fuck that exploded. Place.
Remember when they used to have like the half pipe looking fucking thing at
where
the
shoes
wall?
Are?
Yeah.
Anyways, so I went to that store today to go shop, and fuck, it was like the worst mistake ever because everyone's out there doing that shit. And people are so impatient. Like, it's a fucking annoying.
Just like,
you're over there, like, looking at shoes or whatever. Well, I was looking at some shoes to get my younger brother, and I was just, like, looking at him. I was looking at him, and I was looking for sweaters, too, so I was just standing around, like, oh, what should I do? What should I pick or whatever? And people are so in a rush. Like, why are you in the fucking rush in the store? Like, I don't understand that shit. Like, just, you know, pick what you want, go around, you know, just look around, right? People are, like, just grabbing shit. Like, not even seeing, like, what size it is. I see some lady do that. Just grab, like, two pairs of shoes and walk to the other side and grab, like, a sweater and this and this. And she was just, like, being impatient and, like, rude to people. Like, just, like, bumping them and shit. So I was like, oh, whatever. I went around and I was looking at the hats. So I was like, oh, I was trying out hats because I was like, I'll buy myself a hat, too. Fuck it. And then that same lady just bumped me. Like, just straight bumped me. I was like, what the fuck? I was like, excuse you. And she's like, oh. Get out the way, like that.
Oh, yeah.
Like, get out the way. And I was like,
she's white.
No, she's black. She was black. African American.
I just wanted to trick you.
She was probably Puerto Rican. I don't know. But yeah, she was just like, get out the way. I was like,
damn,
I was like,
bro.
I just looked at her and I was like, all right. I was like, all right, like that. Because there was some dude with her. So I was like, oh, I want to see if he says something. He was just like embarrassed. Like, he was just like, hey, like he went like that. Like, he hit her. Like, bumped her or whatever, like, shut up. And they walked away. And I seen her do that to someone else, too. And then at the end, she didn't buy shit. She put everything back and walked out. I was like, God damn.
Her shit was declined.
Probably. But I don't understand that. Like, I don't understand that shit. Why people are fucking so rude. Like, I don't get it.
That's why I'm not looking forward
to tomorrow. I understand
that
being in a rush part, because I always, like, think of shit in my head. Like, okay, I need to go to PacSun. Then I got to go here. Go there. But I don't. I'm not in a rush and I'm acting like an idiot or anything like that. Like I said, just know, like, fuck.
You're still being mindful and you're still being, like, fucking grabbing.
I just
don't
understand how people could be so fucking rude and so, like, just out there like that. Just,
I'm telling you, people need to be able. We should all get a one slap card and everyone should be able just to use it one time.
Who would like, use that shit on you? Fucking
I don't give a fuck. I need to be slapped sometimes too.
You know what I thought you said right now? I don't know why I thought of the movie The Joker. You know when he's in the bus and he starts fucking laughing like crazy? Yeah. And he gives her the card like, oh, I have this disease.
Yeah.
I want to make a slap card and give that to someone and be like, oh, I have this disease. I have uncontrollable fucking slapping syndrome or whatever.
Well,
just fucking slap the shit out of someone.
So you'd be slapped.
I guess I don't have to watch the movie anymore. Thanks.
You still haven't watched it?
Damn.
Damn, well, you're lame.
It's bro, that's a Redbox movie,
it's
bro.
Already past the... No,
that
it's
not. That is
not
a Redbox
movie. That's like literally one of the best movies of our time.
This is why our country's going to shit because of you. Stupid.
Fucking Red Box Mart over here.
Three Bear McGee, Red Box Martin.
God damn, I'm running out of AKA.
Fucking lame ass Martin. AKA fucking Swamp Face Martin.
Swamp? My face is beautiful.
Bro, you're green as shit right now.
Swamp Face?
Keep lying, keep lying to yourself, motherfucker.
Swamp Face Martin.
Yeah.
Fuck. Fucking, but going back to tacos, fucking. I forgot how much I missed cruising through the neighborhood. When we went to go play the softball game on Friday, I stopped by Compton's to go pick up the beer. And then I just passed by Wells. In front of Wells fucking middle school, there's a mean old taco stand, like a huge one, set up. And it's the whole block smelled like fucking meat. Like, it smelled bomb as fuck. And then just cruising through there, it's just a different vibe versus, like, over there. I'm like, damn, I fucking miss cruising through there. Like, before you could just go see what everyone's up to because you know everyone in the neighborhood.
Wasn't driving home after the game a fucking trip?
Oh, because it was so foggy?
Fogged out?
Yeah.
Dude, you don't understand. In our where we live right now, the fog is 10 times worse, bro. So, like, worse, on the way home,
it's going to be thick. All fogged up?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that shit looks like some Exorcist shit. Like, when he's
but
walking.
You can't see in front of, like, the car in front of you. It's kind of really hard to see you. See them, I mean. Or them to see you. Yeah. But fucking that. Oh,
you'd see them because you're behind them.
Or in front of them. Idiot.
Or next to them. Or on top of them.
Stupid ass.
Fucking Martin, dude. Here's my slap card, you son of a bitch.
That's a good ass idea.
That was
though,
fun,
right?
Though, the game.
Yeah, it was fucking smacked. We lost 30-0 the first game. It's embarrassing as
dude,
fuck.
You're fucking, that's your team, though. That was
that's
a
my
sub.
Team. That's my
I went in there,
team.
Me and fucking Machete and James were the only ones that did anything.
Oh, shut the fuck up.
I got on base every single time. James fucking hit two big ass bombs and fucking broke his ankles.
He broke his ankles?
Machete showed up.
He broke his ankles trotting. He wasn't
running. He wanted a runner. He wanted a runner because he was all fucked up.
I want to play softball.
It was fucking fun.
Started league like on Mondays or Tuesdays.
Come Friday we need to play
full. I fucking work Friday.
Oh, shit,
that's why I just said Mondays or Tuesdays full.
That shit was fun.
That'd be hilarious. We'll get a bunch of our friends Mondays and Tuesdays.
No, it is fun. I'm not doing that.
Why?
We'll get friends that can play. I'm not being on another team that gets smacked. It's not fun.
It's fun because we're gonna laugh at you.
No,
because you're gonna be upset.
No,
we'll get James.
I'm not gonna pay all that money and get
you. Your second baseman, dude, he was frustrated the fuck out of me. I want to talk to your brother, but like, yo, I know he's your boy, but get him out.
Your little brother?
We don't have
his older brother.
No, it's my little brother.
Oh, he's my little brother. Oh, for some reason I thought he was old. Well, he seems older. He's all bossing you around and shit.
Bossing me around.
His brother. I swear to God, I sent you the video. His brother has the same voice as fucking Kenny Powers, and it was funny as fuck as we were playing. I couldn't stop thinking of fucking
the one that lives here,
Danny McBride. No, yeah.
Another one.
It's a different one. He's his voice is exactly like Kenny Powers. It's funny as fuck. But yeah, shout out to Howard's brother.
So what happened? Why did you guys lose so much?
Because we suck, bro. There's no other way to explain it.
And we have like two girls. The lineup was fucked up. There's two girls back to back. So I mean, not to talk shit on girls, but that's an automatic out both times. It was, I don't know, it was pretty.
Well, homegirl tried to slide it to third, and she just, her titties just got in the way. I was like, why do you fucking slide feet first, not fucking head first?
It was
big
like
old titties.
It was like watching fucking one of those movies from the 90s where you're like, yeah, that the baseball team, they all suck.
The fucking badly grown-ass men bear.
Yeah, I was going to say that. He just went to a local liquor store. Hey, you want to play some baseball? Make your life better.
Okay, James shows up. He doesn't have a glove. It's taking forever to put his cleats on. Everyone waited for him. They literally paused the game for James to put his cleats on.
Oh, don't even start, bro. We started the game, and your brother was inside getting a pitcher of beer.
You told me to get the pitcher of beer, motherfucker.
So we're fucking...
At least that's a good excuse. Yeah, James was fucking... Took 30 minutes to fucking get to first base. That shit was funny.
Fucking James. I text him today. He never texts me back. Now I think about it.
He's probably
he
fucking
just
still sleeping.
To play. Yeah, he could hit though.
Who, James?
Mm-hmm.
He better be able to hit with all that fucking upper body mass.
That shit was fun though.
No, it was funny. He came in. He's like, I'm about to show you guys a how to. He's like, how to hit, how to catch. How to run? Okay, probably not how to run, but
I've never been good at catching ever. I've always been like scared to catch the ball.
Bro, it was all foggy.
It was foggy as fuck. Martin did get some good catches and a lot of misses.
I'm not going to bust my ass while we're losing 30-0 to run into the wall and try to fucking catch balls that are getting hit off the wall.
It was a funny ass fucking... While you're playing outfield, you're running hard as fuck and you almost got one of them.
The diving one?
Yeah, the diving one. And the dugout, because I was in first base, the dugout was like, dude, if you would have got that, that's ESPN worthy. And some guy was like... Breaking news from Chino High School or from fucking Chino, whatever. We got this guy like go ESPN. Like, it was funny as fuck.
I would have whooped his ass.
People were clouding. It was funny.
Well, fuck. I don't want to get lose that bad, but whatever. I'm over it. That was yesterday.
Today's yeah. A new day. No, it's crazy because I was breaking all the rules. Well, just from one thing, because I started playing second, and I always know you get in front of the ball, you know, pick it up. But I didn't have a cup on, so that big-ass ball, I was like, I don't know if fucking being a sub at this shit's worth it to get my fucking nuts hit right now. So I just kept fucking
fucked out of the way.
And maybe fucking that should be.
There were some fools fucking hitting that shit hard with heat. It was fun, though. That shit was fun.
Break your face.
Remember a couple years ago, one of the homies started a league? David. Do you know David? Monkey? He was in the crew.
I'm sure he knows who he is.
I don't know what his last name. Night.
Yeah, well, he's the one that slid into second, I think, and broke his legs.
Broke his legs and shit.
An idiot.
I think I showed up late that day, too. Or I had left. I think I went there to watch with someone, and then we left. And then like,
Compton was in that one, too.
Yeah, and then you guys told me, it was Junior. Me and Junior left. And then you guys told us, like, yeah, Monkey just broke his legs. We're like, what? How the fuck does that happen?
Both legs?
Did they call the ambulance and all that shit too?
I don't remember.
Nah, I feel they won't do that shit for you. He's trying to waiver. Like, they're not liable for any shit.
He just took off.
I don't think it was like a professional league or anything. Fool. It was just like, hey, you guys want to play some softball? And then
I got a park.
Yeah. I don't think it was like...
No, I don't think it was organized like yours.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was like, let's just fucking...
Our shit was not organized whatsoever.
People were showing up fucking 10 minutes late. Well, I mean, you got an umpire, you fucking... That show was hilarious. Good times.
Music was good, at least for a little while.
No, next time I want to fucking have entrance songs. If I get in on the next one, be like fucking Stone Cold Steve Austin when I go up to bat. Just hear the glass break.
Oh, speaking about that... So this, you know how like in like the holiday seasons they hire a lot of people at a lot of places for like the season or whatever.
Yeah, seasonal work.
So this dude has been there. I've been noticing that he wears a lot of like chalk. You know that chalk brand.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the hospital.
No, like the
it's like the old school,
like the windbreakers kind of like the starter jackets and it's called chalk something.
Oh, he works with you.
Yeah, he works with me. And I started noticing it. He's wearing a Stone Cold one. He wore this and that. And then yesterday, I don't know. I just rolled up on him because he was standing around. And then I seen that because he was. I was like, "What is this fucking guy doing?" So I went to go see what he was doing. And
you're a micromanager like a monkey.
I don't give a fuck, bro. 12 hours. People got to do something. So he's like, he was just standing there, and I saw his tattoos. He had a steel chair.
That's
and I was
cool.
Like. And you know me, like, what? What's up with the steel chair? He's like, oh, dude, I've always been a wrestling fan, this and that. And I started noticing he had more tattoos. He had like a mic and this and that. I was like, okay, what's up? I was like, what do you do? He's like, oh, he does like he photographs and all that. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, okay, that's cool. And he's like, oh, it's on the clothing brand called Nerd Something. And they got licensed to New Japan, Triple I. A bunch of wrestling organization, and they make wrestling shirts and all. It's pretty tight.
Fucking sponsor the podcast.
Yeah, so I'm gonna become his friend now, and then fucking
we just become best friends.
We just became best friends, and then he goes, "Yeah, I chill a lot with Enzo Amari."
Oh shit!
Yeah, and he showed me pictures, and they're cool as fuck. And he was the photographer when they had that wrestling thing at the Comedy Store a couple months ago or last month. They had this wrestling thing at the Comedy Store. And what's that guy's name?
Tony Hinchcliffe.
Yeah. He hosted it and he had a bunch of wrestlers there.
Tony Hinchcliffe.
Yeah, Tony Hinchcliffe does like this wrestling podcast at the Comedy Store.
And he has Kill Tony podcast.
Yeah. And then he hosted like this wrestling event at the actual Comedy Store.
The guy that's super into wrestling is the other guy. What's his name? a Canadian guy. He's really good at voices. He's on Fighter the Kid every once in a while. Brian Callen's friend.
I don't know.
You know who he is. He fucking could act like.
I'm drawing anybody. A blank.
Oh, but go ahead.
He could act like anybody. Oh, the guy from Matt TV.
Yeah.
I don't know his name.
Will Sasso?
Will Sasso, yeah.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Yeah, yeah.
That fucker's hilarious.
Yeah, that fool's fucking hilarious. Fuck. But anyways, that guy fucking knows all those people. And I was like, we just became best friends, bro. You don't even fucking know. He's like, yeah, man. Whatever. And I was like, whatever you were doing right now, just keep on doing it, man. Just enjoy your day,
so
dude.
Is he a seasonal worker?
No, I guess he just got hired on. So now we're going to become best friends, bro. You can be on the podcast next week. Fuck it.
You're going to hire me and never got hit back up.
I was thinking about hitting up Brandon because I know he'll come. Brandon Brody to get him on here.
Oh, I thought you meant Brandon and fucking Fresh.
From the hills? Did you say Brody?
No. Oh, but I got another guy that's I'll talk about that off the podcast. But I was thinking about getting him, but I wanted to wait till video.
Yeah, just wait for a while.
Yeah.
Why, he's funny looking or what?
No, he's a comedian.
He's on Nickelodeon, stuff like that.
BT.
That was cool as fuck.
He'll come, his girl will come, they'll both talk.
His girl's super cool.
Yeah.
I think they're going to Coachella, but they go every year.
Yeah.
Final payment.
Oh, we're done. Officially we're done with our payments. Done with. Yeah. Got that fucking notification today.
What was that?
Oh, you guys check your emails, bruh?
Well, I paid mine off like 2 months ago.
Oh, shit, my bad. Goddamn fucking bougie-ass motherfucker. Fuck.
Fuck.
How'd you make multiple? How'd you?
You can pay early or you can...
Because it was like 120 or something.
Oh, yeah, because you're paying for yourself.
Yes. Well, that's not my fault.
I have a plus one.
Dumbass.
Dumbass. You've been loved since high school.
This shit's funny. Fucking, I'm not really speaking of kids, but right now at the hockey game, Paul had his little boy Cruz. And at first he was all shy, and after the whole thing, he was fucking going crazy, super into the game. And it's fucking funny because what I was trying to get at was, I had to go there to meet some dude that I'm working with on that sponsorship deal, and I met him once, and he showed up to my work and all that stuff, but he was somewhat dressed up casual. Today he was in a suited up and everything. And it's fucking funny, like, when you can, like, see them trying to be as professional as possible. And he's pretty young. He's probably our age. And then, fucking, he's being as professional as possible. And then you break him, little by little, like, yeah, man, da-da-da. You're just talking to him. And then, like, next thing he's like, yeah, man, I party in L.A. a lot. I do this, I do that. But, like, the rest of the time, he's fucking being as professional as possible. It's fucking funny. It's like, I don't know. I get it, but at the same time, it's like, goddamn, dude.
Like, laying up a little bit,
yeah.
You're watching Billions too much, man.
Oh, that show's badass. Billions is a shit.
I remember when I first started working, I got...
Wait, you gotta explain what you meant by watching Billions too much.
Just how they dress. That's it.
What about it?
Suited and booted.
Nah, hell no. The owner of it just dresses in a t-shirt.
Honestly, I've never seen Billions.
Man, get the fuck out of here, you idiot.
God, I fell off on you. So watching it.
That's such a good show. It's so fucking good.
It's on another subscription that I would have.
Subscription.
Well, what were you saying?
Well, I remember when I first started working, I got a credit card for Express, and I went fucking crazy and it racked up to 700, and I've never been to Express since. But I paid it off.
Credit cards are fucking bitches, dude.
They just gotta be smart with them.
Wow, that's easier said than done.
Like how?
I don't know, just sound good, right?
You just gotta know when to use them and then just pay them off.
You just gotta use them knowing that you can pay them off when the next time. Or don't rack enough where you feel like, oh, I'm never gonna pay this off. You know, before interest kicks in.
Why didn't you tell me that 5 years ago? 10 years ago, actually.
What do you have from Express?
Oh, this shit's gone. I got rid of the card and everything. I paid it off and got rid of it. I only owe Capital One like $500.
They owe Capital One like $300.
The Capital One keeps fucking headhunting me like crazy. I get those fucking letters all the time. You're approved. Come on.
Yeah,
I'll give you
emails.
This.
Yeah.
Like, nah, man, I'm cool.
Send me fucking... shit in the
I like the Apple one because you can see exactly what's going on your phone. Like, it'll tell you everything, like what you're doing, fucking pay this much to avoid interest, fucking there's no fees, no anything. I feel like I'm promoting it right now, but it's dope. Like, it's cool.
I just want to throw it at something.
Amazon one's cool too because, like, you'll use that one and then you can use money towards Amazon.
But is it cool looking?
Yeah. It's like, I mean, it's not as thick as the Apple one, but yeah, it's cool.
Like the guy at the fucking, at the restaurant, he's like, you got that big dick energy fucking card.
He that shit was that?
Funny.
I told
big
you.
Dick energy?
Yeah, that's yeah. What the fucking Asian the guy Asian told dude? Me for the Apple card, yeah.
He's gay.
Why, dude?
No, I'm just kidding. He must listen to the same podcast we listen to. Because I feel like big dick energy has been like a phrase that's been going around lately.
It's been around, fool.
Has it?
It's been a while. Since I know. I really don't know the lyrics of that song. I just know the.
It's been a while.
So do we know any new things regarding Coachella? The lineup?
Not yet, dude.
So are we for sure about
this? Talk about this another time because we're gonna get into the whole room shit. But dude, the fucking year's almost over,
bruh.
This guy's about to turn 30.
It's his birthday, then it's New Year's, then it's my birthday, then it's my son's birthday, then it's my other son's birthday. I'm like, fuck. And Melissa wants to get a cabin, and I'm like, then I have a tattoo session on the 10th, and then she's getting her hair done, and that's like almost $600. My tattoo's
her
green.
Hair is going to be $600 yeah, bucks?
Hell yeah.
Why?
She has to drive all the way to Pasadena because they do all this crazy shit. I guess the dude that she goes to.
Wait, is $600 bucks for her hair?
Mm-hmm.
For real?
I might be over exaggerating, but yeah.
It might be, yeah. That's
3 to 6.
Expensive.
Yeah.
$600
Girl shit's
bucks.
Expensive.
If you think about it, I don't trip because she gets it like once or twice a year. If you think about it, I get my haircut every other week. Which is like $25. That's way more than.
It's not, it doesn't equal to $600.
Yeah, I know.
Through the whole year?
Oh, do it the math, to. Dude.
Plus my other two kids.
Okay, now, yeah, now you're trying to say that.
Fuck
yeah,
you, dude.
You just didn't do the math.
You said you dumbass.
You said twice. So
well,
you're trying
you
to say
listen
she does
to this
it twice.
Podcast, you obviously understand I'm not good at math.
So if you said twice a year, $600, that's $1,200, right? You said you spend $50 a month. There's 12 months in a year. That shit is not equal to fucking 12
months. Yeah, but what if sometimes I go 3 times a month?
You're an idiot.
Long months.
Stupid ass. God damn, dude. How do we know you?
Shit, I know you guys.
What's that even mean? What the fuck? All right.
I probably just shit on myself.
Did you guys
better
see
for
that?
You guys for me to know you.
Did you see that drama that came down in Riverside about Starbucks?
No.
Fucking these two cops, these two deputies were ignored to fucking service at Starbucks on Starbucks and University.
Uh-huh.
And I think the employees were actually kind of like mocking them. So they left. And people noticed. So started posting it online. And it got so bad that Starbucks had to reach out and fucking do fucking, like, you know, damage control and do what they could so it doesn't get out.
So they're just gonna let every cop sit in there for free and use the Wi-Fi and shit.
Well, no, cops get free coffee already.
I'm just kidding.
Idiot,
way.
No, but so, I'm gonna say that's what they did with the homeless. Because that one thing, now all the homeless are allowed to go into fucking every Starbucks and just chill.
For real?
They were always allowed.
No, they weren't.
Why? When? There was just a bathroom. They refused him for the bathroom.
No, that was a... I think that... Well, regardless, they're allowed to go.
You're an idiot, dude. Think before you talk.
I don't like to, bitch. I'm sorry.
Fuck
I'm sorry.
You, God bitch. Damn, this respectful, dude.
Sorry.
That's fucking fighting words right there. God, I got my fucking...
smack that big ass head of yours.
God damn, dude.
I realized as soon as the H came out, I was like, fuck.
Yeah.
I apologize.
The H? Dude, the H is the last letter, you idiot.
I said H. So is the I.
But anyways, so the but
how do I
whatever
know
the
guys?
Starbucks people were just being assholes to the cops or what?
They were ignoring the fuck out of them, like literally wouldn't serve them.
They're just being ignorant.
Yeah,
that's dumb.
Yeah, so they fucking I mean, I'm sure they took care of him now and all kinds of shit, but yeah, it was kind of a big deal. You didn't see it on the site?
No, I haven't been paying attention to it.
Andy's mom's all over it. I'm going to Coffee Bean from now on.
That's dumb as fuck. Yeah, especially if they're in downtown Riverside. Like, I mean, you're fucking with one of the biggest gangs.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, they got a brotherhood thing going on. Like, they'll fuck with you too.
Those was coming
they'll
a lot.
They'll follow your ass around. Just to fucking make you shit your pants.
Like, I mean, there's good cops too. No, and I understand, like, people will, like, see the cops, like, it was, oh, fuck
it's
cops.
It's just shitty to be a cop, dude. Like,
I wanted to be a cop.
It's a lose-lose. I'd be a cop, too, but I heard you don't.
No, it's just shitty. Because you have to think about it, like, you're a target, and it's a high-stress fucking job.
Yeah.
Every day, you don't know what's going to happen. And there could be just some knucklehead that's going to fucking start some shit, do a shootout.
It's like you're in the military, but just at home.
Yeah. I mean, some days could be boring as fuck, and it's the same tropics up, same fucking excuses every day. And then next thing you know, fucking, you always have to be on edge, I would imagine. But those guys come in every once in a while because they service their motorcycles. And I just want to get cool with them. Like, hey, man.
Well, none of us will ever be police officers because we will not pass the background check.
That's a lie.
Or the polygraph.
I know a couple people that passed the polygraph and are fucking
pretty from bad when? People. Now it's super strict.
A couple, six, like, maybe a year ago.
Shit, no, you guys done too many drugs.
The fuck?
And they ask you all that stuff. Did you know having sex in public, if you had sex in your car, that's having sex in public?
Yeah, dude, I was always mindful of that, when I'd have sex in the car.
Oh, can't you get charged for...
Yeah, indecent exposure.
But there you go.
Yeah, like I always thought about that because there's been I was always fucking smash girls at the Titanic. Remember that spot? Or even the cemetery?
Yeah. That was a mean old. Don't even worry about it, fucking La Sierra Key.
I know, it's a nubby spot, fool.
She's all mad.
And then every time they rolled up on me, I'd always be like, fuck, like, I'm going to get a ticket or I'm going to get fucked.
So why would you go
and
there?
Just tell you to leave. Because it's a good spot. They don't always roll up on you.
There's a background.
You guys ever seen this video? L.A. gangbangers fight. L.A. gangbangers fighting in Syria, homie. Middle East, homie.
Shit's what? Funny.
No, that's real as shit.
Yeah, there's a lot of fucking gangsters in the military. Look at this.
Who are they fighting with? Like, whose side are they?
American.
They're American, dude. What? See, they're just blasting away and gangbanging at the same time. Just fucking...
That's crazy.
But you guys want to look it up? LA gangbangers fighting in Syria, homie.
Oh, he's Armenian.
That's crazy.
Well, yeah, Mr. Capone's fucking. He's Armenian or
That's been going on for a while.
He sounds Chicano as fuck, though.
Well, yeah, they. It's just like Asians, you know, like they become Chicano and shit wants to become gangster.
The reason that's happening a lot too is because a lot of sets were sent like have people like their soldiers or whatever out here in the streets. Join the military to get that experience, to get that military experience. Because I know a lot of people that I've worked with before were like in sets and all that shit, and they were in the military, and they've told me like, "Yeah, we do all this shit because for training, it's free training. They know how to shoot guns and all that shit, and you know, so like the gangs are trying to act like the military. So when they go out there, with the culture, and they still tag and do stupid shit like that. Yeah, like they put MS-13 in fucking Arabia or some shit." And these fools are picking it up. They're picking up that culture. And they're starting to act like, you know, like the Americans that are going over there. The gangbangers are going out there. So they're starting to shave their head or do like Chicano tats or like, you know, fucking Asian tats or whatever. And they're starting to like act like these fools when they leave. And they're still like gangbanging out there. This was just gangbang fucking what something Silver from Lake. LA, right?
No, you got it wrong. He's from LA.
No, I know, but I'm saying also some of these people out there, they're taking that image, they're taking that lifestyle,
that culture, yeah, like the Middle Eastern people,
yeah.
I can see that.
Like fucking Capone, he's Arabian.
Well, these guys are too.
He's Armenian.
Oh well, they're repping our fucking Armenian.
That shit was hilarious. He sounded perfect though.
Yeah, that's a trip. I seen this on Gangland. What is it called? Gangland? Yeah, Gangland. Also, like they go out there and like, you know, these fools get training and they come out here and they, you know, they show it to their gang or whatever, but at the same time they're making friends out there and they're still gangbanging in the military and these fools are catching it and they're making it their culture too.
You ever seen the Chicano culture in Japan?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, they're all like that.
Tattoos and dressing.
I think the biggest, I mean not the biggest one, but the ones that I noticed just watching documentaries, there are a lot of vets, is the Mongols. They recruit mm-hmm. a lot of freaking vets to get out of the military.
They want that military mind.
Yeah, because they want to put them in. Yeah,
they want to put them in line.
Yeah, and plus it's like I think there's that loyalty to it and that brotherhood that goes along with it.
They kind of manipulate them too, like
yeah, they can manipulate them, but it's also like you know, you come into being a civilian, and then you just lost. You're lost. Mm-hmm. But if you're part of a brotherhood, like you were in the military, and you had your brothers, like it's the same thing or similar. That's just crazy.
It's hilarious. Can we hear it one more time? Just the beginning?
Yeah.
Yeah, homie. Fuck yourself, homie.
He said putos, right?
Yeah, he said putos. I'm telling
you. That's a trip.
Look up LA gangbangers fighting in Syria, homie. That's homie. What it's called. Homie.
Putos.
Yeah. A lot of like different cultures have taken that like that old cholo like culture and shit.
Yeah, I mean we've all seen the white boys do it. We've seen
Asians,
definitely Asians.
Like if you go to Venice, like you see a lot of the Asians like bald head, tattoos are kind of similar.
Just Orange County too.
Orange County, yeah.
Koreans, freaking black people, Cortezes and all that stuff.
My boy D Smoke. Stupid. D-Smoke.
Yeah, Martin. Australian.
Australian with
only when he has tattoos.
No one even knows I have tattoos.
He had to drink a beer after that. I know. Nobody knows I have tattoos.
Let me drink my pineapple beer.
Well, fuck, that's all that's left. Take one for the team.
There's a bunch of them in there, dude. You chose the fruitiest one. You fruit.
Like Prince.
Stupid.
Secure.
Will you get your neck tattooed?
Huh?
Would you get your neck tatted?
Would I? Yeah, motherfucker, yeah. If I could, I would shave, like go bald, fade on the side of my head and get my whole head set.
Shut the fuck up, tattooed. For real?
I have it right here.
I always wanted my neck. I wouldn't.
And I draw a line on my forehead so I make it smaller a little bit.
That shit wouldn't help.
I don't think I'll ever want my neck tatted.
That shit would just look like a ruler.
I'd get my whole body if I could. Not my face,
like the,
though.
Like
I
the girls,
how
they do they tattoo their fucking eyebrows. You do your forehead. Hey, we got a hookup. My sister knows someone that does that shit. So if you're you want a new lineup?
No, I wouldn't put any tattoos on my face, though. I'd get my neck and the side of my head.
I would like my neck. That would be dope.
I just want to finish my arms.
But I'd get something that would be here and wrap around. Like the center of my Adam's apple and wrap around like something symmetric, not just a whole bunch of random shit.
I don't like the hands. People tat their hands.
I want that too.
Fuck. We can't be friends. No, I would do it, but I wouldn't get roses like everyone else in this fucking world. That's like the go-to.
I mean, I like Scott's. It's pretty cool how he did the skeleton or whatever.
Oh, I wouldn't get my whole hand. I'd get like. Little things.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's cool, like a little wave, like just little fucking things people do on the sides. That's cool, but...
You get the tres puntos or what?
Or the tres puntos. Or vatos locos.
Tres puntos!
Fucking, but yeah, when they do the whole hand, it's just I just feel like that's such a burn. Because you can't cover that, you can't do nothing with that.
Well, it's like your neck. But I'm just saying if I could, like if...
But I feel like that's even worse than the neck, because the neck comes out a little bit. It's like, okay, I get it. You still have a collar on. It's just a little bit. Fucking your hand, like, that's just like, it's kind of far.
It depends what you get, too, because sometimes it looks kind of, I don't know, like dirty.
On your hand?
Yeah.
Yeah, if you get like a fucking rose made out of $100 bills.
Yeah, that's fucking. Yeah, that's
the
ratchet.
Dumbest
that's
thing
ratchet
to me. The dumbest thing to me, I mean, I don't know you have anything like this, but like when people get like the Louis and Gucci fucking tats, like
can't afford
brands
it.
And shit like that. Shit's so stupid.
Brands? Fuck that shit.
The only Gucci backpack I've ever worn was in Vegas. It wasn't even mine.
I still have that picture too. Remember when we got lost when we fucking dine and dashed and we did not fucking coordinate this shit at all?
I still feel like they're gonna come back and find me somehow.
This fucking guy was like, "Oh, I know fucking bomb ass tacos." I was like, "86. Here's some fucking tacos."
I don't even think we got tacos. I think I got like wings or some shit.
Yeah, we got wings and some and tacos. I don't know. And you're like, "You just run." I was like, "All right."
So yeah, I got you guys burgers. You guys didn't even.
I'm gonna eat it after.
I don't want that shit.
You're a fucking asshole. You know that?
Where Quinceanera I was at, the food kind of fucked my stomach.
Oh yeah. So what's up with the Quinceanera?
Yeah, how was it? How'd your brother do in the fucking dance?
He did good. He's just the only. He has his Peaky Blinders haircut right now.
Oh yeah.
What do you mean? How do you cut it?
Bald on the side and just the comb of the.
Oh okay. Like an undercut. Like,
yeah, undercut. There you go. And it was just. It lays perfect how it was when he was dancing and shit. It was cool. She didn't have every Kinsey that I've been in. I've had a partner, like a girl. She didn't have girls in it. She just had.
Oh shit!
The dudes.
The fuck?
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. I never seen that.
Selfish. I'm just kidding.
She probably just fucking.
She wanted to be having enough money.
How was the vibe? Like it was cool, or it was like
it was cold as fuck.
What was outside?
Yeah, it was in her backyard. The backyard was super legit. How they put the lights up, like it looked super nice.
It looked nice.
Yeah,
that's dope. Because quinceañeras are expensive as shit.
Yeah, especially if you can figure out a way.
Like it made me want to have married. It made me want to have a daughter though.
That's tight.
Would you do a quinceañera for your daughter?
I'd give her an option, a car or a quinceañera. I would.
That's cool.
I would. I think I would do it because I feel like our generation is kind of like losing that tradition.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I could see them losing it because they just fucking become a few generations in and become Americanized and they're like, yeah. 16, you know?
But fuck that. Like, I like that shit. Like just be you, just but at the so same time, expensive. Like, that tradition's tight.
I've never been to a Sweet 16. I've been to a shitload of quinceañeras, but never a
Sweet 16.
It's just different areas, you know? You fucking live in a fucking rich area in San Diego. Actually, no, because it's closer to the border. Yeah, I think it just depends.
You live in San Diego?
I know that was random.
No, I'm just thinking.
I was confused right now. Like, who lived in San Diego? You? Me? Him? Like, goddamn.
I'm just thinking. I literally said in a rich area like San Diego. You know?
Oh,
like,
I didn't even say that. I was like, goddamn.
I'm saying like if you live like somewhere where it's like just fucking just rich people, I think that would be like more of a Sweet 16. I'm judging off of that fucking stupid show, Sweet 16.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. Stupid ass fucking show.
Some of those fucking episodes were ridiculous.
They have Omari on fucking
show. Well, no, like, rich you kids. Fuck you didn't see no fucking
you
ghetto
can literally
ass
change
kids.
Someone's life, but this one wants to roll up in a camel.
Huh. I would think like the quinceañeras would be doper now, too. Like, I don't know why. Like, people would just be like, oh, I'm going to get a band. I'm going to get this. I'm going to do that.
I don't think kids
don't think about that shit.
No, I just don't think kids go out like that. Like when we're in high school or even like in high school, I hit so many quinceañeras as in like I wasn't even invited. We just showed up. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Crashing. Like we knew someone that was there. So we ended up going. Nothing like this happened here. Like there's like 10 kids. Like teenagers.
Yeah.
Like I would go to quinceañera because I knew I'd be able to get away with drinking and shit like that.
Yeah.
I just don't feel like the party scene's the same.
As soon as you said that, I was like thinking about it. Like, damn, I crashed a couple quinceañeras.
Well, Ivan was the guy that knew all of them.
Yeah, Ivan was the guy. Like, hey, I know a quinceañera. Like, oh, fuck, let's go. Meet some girls.
You get drunk off of bucanas and cranberry.
Yeah, like, oh, like, and people will ask you, like, oh, who you know here? Oh, my tia Rosa. Every Mexican family has a tia Rosa. like, what? Rosa is?
But we used to bus missions. Like Santa Ana, Anaheim, and all that shit.
Oh, fuck. For quinceañeras?
Well, because Daniel's family was all out there.
We'll come out here because it's where the big backyards were at. Mm-hmm. So the quinceañeras were huge out here.
That's fucking funny.
So, what type of food did you guys have there? Were they serving?
They had tacos, but I only got four carne asada because.
like a Taco Man or
yeah,
like,
Taco Man. Oh, okay. But I want to order other ones, but I sound stupid ordering it, so I just say carne asada.
Wow, you limit yourself that way.
I know how to say it.
Why?
I just feel judged.
That's
the
stupid.
Fuck.
That's so dumb.
2019.
Yeah, I know. Just fucking ass.
Seppi rolling up with a fucking pipe and shit.
A fucking pipe from the 30s and all that.
He's trying to hide. Like, it's your house, lighter. First of all.
You're a grown ass man, Seppi. But, fuck, I forgot what we were saying. Quinceañeras. I don't know. Quinceañeras will be, I think they'll probably change over time.
Strong as fuck.
That's just, it smells crazy, huh?
I think that's probably the weed that
Scott gave him.
Scott gave him.
Like, you think it'll change as in, like...
Like, I mean, I think the vibes, like the dance and all that stuff will all be the same. But I think, like, I don't know, people will start adding shit to it.
I think that's already happening. We just haven't been to one in a while.
Adding what, though?
I don't know, like adding to the tradition, maybe adding something else or adding like a different feel to it. Like they might make some fucking custom ass cakes or like something.
I'm sure they do that already.
Yeah, you know, think like just certain little things like that from different.
Because like right now, like.
It was just tres leches when we were kids.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking bomb. Just tres leches and vidya, rice and beans. Every quinceañera.
Dude, speaking about cake, so my mom's birthday was on last Sunday and I got her a nothing but bunnit cake. Nothing but bunt cake. Those fucking cakes are bomb,
you ever tried that
bro.
Yet?
What's a bunt
cake? Bro, that shit changes everything.
What's a bunt cake, though?
Oh.
I have to show you a picture, dude. I can't explain it, but
dude,
it's fire.
I don't like cake at all. Like, my whole... I mean, I like candy. I like sweets, desserts and shit. But cake, I can never get into. I think it's fucking whack. Like, I think
ice
it's too sweet.
Oh, shit. This
is
fire.
No, dude. This is the fucking cake. Nothing bunt cakes. Like, everyone that eats it, they're like, fuck, this is the one.
There's one in Riverside, too, so...
Oh, there is one in Riverside? Yeah. Look that up. Nothing bunt cakes. Bomb.
But yeah.
I'm just trying to figure out what the fuck bunt cake is.
It's like, it's a round
cake.
It's
a brand, dude. That's what it's called. Nothing bunt cakes.
I think bunt means
like the type
of cake.
Oh, okay.
But that shit, it was
goes
fire.
Shit, I don't know shit about cakes.
Oh, I haven't told you about Vegas, huh? So.
Vegas?
He took my mom for a
fucking balling, bro. Stupid. So, like, it was just random.
Oh, sorry, but bunt cakes. KFC gives you one.
Yeah, it's like a little bunt cake.
Those things are fucking fire.
Nah,
fuck KFC, dude.
But I'm just saying, I understand what it looks like.
Yeah, those are fine. Well, you said there's a couple birthdays coming up. I'm going to buy you a little bunt cake for your birthday. A little one.
So what'd you do in Vegas?
I'm going to eat half of it, though.
Don't fucking tell me sweet nothings and shit.
Fuck you. I bought you a shirt, you motherfucker. Don't you ever fucking... Anyways, so it was my mom's birthday on Sunday, so I was like...
Sweet nothing.
So I was like, oh, fuck it, let's go to Vegas. And I was fucking around with her, and she's like, all right. And I was like, why not, let's just go. Right, my parents were gonna be home, and then we went on Monday. Got there pretty early. Went to this Mexican spot. They loved it.
Oh, you guys went to
Doña Maria's. Yeah. And they actually got a tamale there, and it was fucking fire. Great. Like, we've been missing out. But anyways, like, we got to the strip, right? They haven't been to Vegas, like, I want to say close to 30 years, because they haven't been there since Marisol was little.
That's crazy.
So you could imagine, as soon as I got off the freeway and I saw the Raider Stadium, and it fucking I almost shed a tear. Anyways, I got onto the strip and they were just overwhelmed. They were just like, what the fuck? Like, looking around, they were just looking at everything.
It's
like, it was
not black and white anymore.
Stupid. You'll see smoke coming out the buildings and shit, or what? Stupid ass. Like, they were just tripping out, like, what the fuck? And my dad was like, oh, the flamingos here? Like, yeah, that's pretty much the only thing that's left besides Circus and this and that.
Oh, they're getting rid of Circus.
Yeah, they're getting rid of that shit. And I just went down the strip. We ate, and then I went to Caesar's Palace. So I was like, oh, I want to keep them in the center of the strip. So I want to go to Caesar's Palace, I want to go to Bellagio, and I want to go to Paris, and then go to Palazzo. And then I was like, I was just going to keep them there because there's like shows and stuff like that, you know? So we went, and my mom likes to play the games. So I kind of like didn't limit them, but I told my mom, like, look, let's play here for an hour, and then we'll go to another one because there's so much to do on the strip. Dude, we went to Caesar's Palace, and I was like, I took him, you know, all the little stores. Fuck, it took us like an hour and a half just to walk through there because they were just going to every store.
I had my first raw hamburger there, which was
I had it with you. Remember we ate that shit? It was bomb. So we were there. We were there in that little area.
That shit was crazy. They were just giving out little sliders. Remember that?
Yeah, that shit was dope. And they were just tripping out on everything. Like, it was tight. Like, it felt good. Like, they were like little kids. So I just, like, literally just stand behind them, and I was like, shh, go, my children. They were just, like, running around.
You have the leash backpacks?
No, they were just, like, running around, like, fucking, like, tripping out on everything, on, like, the statues and all that shit. And I'll be like, all right, cool, let's go to another one. And we'll walk the strip. And, like, surprisingly, on a Monday, there's a lot of people there. Yeah. Fucking Vegas is cracking at all times. Nah, it was a good, cold. Good
walking weather.
Yeah, it was a good walking weather. So we went to Bellagio, and they tripped out on that. And then went to Paris. What?
I was going to let it slide, too.
Instead of weather, you said wetter.
He said,
I looked at him to see if he caught it in his eyes.
I'm sorry.
Let's just kill the whole vibe. Fuck it.
Idiot.
So yeah, it was pretty cool.
I love you. Sorry. That's your brother's fault, bro.
Fuck no. That's you, dude. Fuck it.
So what time did you go?
Vegas keeps changing. It was just a 1 day thing, no? You went there early and came back?
It was like.
In your truck?
No, fool, I flew.
Don't start being an asshole now. Where's my slap card at?
Fuck it. You know what cracks you up? Because you said that whole. Fuck. There was something you guys said earlier that was fucking funny. That it was just a random ass word. Oh, what'd you say to him? Sweet nothings. There you go. Sweet nothings. So I fucking work with this guy that still rocks a mullet, dude. Still rocks a mullet. And he says shit that I don't understand all the time. Like, fucking things that I don't get. And then he was like, hey, he's like, oh, what do you got going on this weekend? He's like, I got a bunch of honeydews to do. And then I'm like, what the fuck's honeydews? I was like, what does that mean? He's like, you gotta be kidding me. You don't know what honeydews are? I'm like, no. And then he's fucking asking everyone. No one gets it. And then he's like, you know, your wife tells you to do something. All right, honey, I'll do
some
it.
Some outdated
shit. It's honeydews. Yeah.
Some honeydews. Let's go fucking cow.
He just turned 50. And then, like, so I went to the Christmas party. I showed up by myself. And then he's like, you came. I forgot the word he used, but it was like so, like, I even looked at him. He's like, are you kidding me, Alex? You don't know this word either? Like, every fucking word he says is like, I don't fucking get what he's trying to say. It's fucking hilarious.
Why don't you have a date here?
I was right after work. But, dude, you got to go to Pole Position. That shit's so much fun.
Oh, was that Pole Position?
Yeah, we had Taco Man at Pole Position. That shit was competitive as fuck. It was dope because
we're in
a racing.
Or like over that in that area?
Corona.
It's right there though. Like,
yeah,
Farmers
yeah.
Boys, you make it right.
Yeah. It was dope. Shit was a lot of fun. I can say I raced a legend and lost. The motherfucker beat everyone still. Ooh. 80 years old.
Where'd you go?
Ooh. Oh,
I'll tell you after the podcast. Pole position.
Oh my God. He travels. Fuck.
Get the fuck out of here.
But I'm done.
You need a break. It's your big ass forehead.
No, I can't touch it.
Fucking Mountain Head Martin over here. Hashtag Mountain Head Martin if you get a chance. And reach out to us at info@7125media.com.
Swamp Face Martin.
That makes me feel like I have acne shit, which I don't.
Fucking Muddy Martin. All right, we're out.